Welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. My name is Claire Turner and I'm an EFT practitioner, manifestation and mindset coach, the founder of Claire Turner EFT, the creator of 8 Weeks to Weight Loss and the From Doubt to Clout courses. Now, I am obsessed with helping women to overcome feelings of self-doubt and to grow into the awesome and empowered goddesses that they truly are. Now, if you are looking to tap into your divine right to success and abundance, then you have come to the right place, my friend. My goal within this podcast is to help you see your infinite potential, to tap into your personal power and be, do, and have whatever you dream of. Thank you so much for pressing play. We're going to have so much fun. Let's get going. Good morning, or as I'm also recording this in my podcast, whatever time of day it happens to be for you right now. Thank you for joining me. Good to have you. So on my Facebook Lives just recently, I've been running through chapters from my book, How to Tap Into Your Happy, shameless book plug. And this one is chapter 9, and it's all about being intentionally happy. Now, I'm also recording this for my podcast because TAP, the awesome podcast, because it very much crosses over into not just you being happy, but also how you deal with your business as well. So I thought I'd record both for this one. And it's all about intentions. So I got really confused about the difference between an intention and a goal. For the longest time, I couldn't really see the point of intentions if you'd set a goal. And my other half did intentions like all the time. Every day he was writing intentions. And I kind of tried it and I was like, I don't really get it. I don't see how this is different. So for those of you in the same boat as me with regards to what the hell is the difference between an intention and a goal, the way I figured it out and the way I got it straight in my head was the fact that a goal is a desire for a specific external achievement, whereas an intention is energy lived each day independent of the goal. So that's kind of how I got my head around it. And it essentially boils down to how you are going to be, what you're going to do, and what will that give you? So what will you have? And we so often get that the other way around. We concentrate on the have, do, and then the be. But I'm going to invite you to think of it as be, do, have, rather than have, do, be. And the reason why I think intentions are so important is because if you don't take the time at the beginning of the day to set an intention, to decide, you know, how you're going to be, then all it takes is one little hiccup to derail you for the rest of the day. So to give an example of that, before I got into setting intentions and when I was still employed, I did what probably most people do, which is drag my ass out of bed after several snoozes. And then I'd just kind of flop into the shower, or I'd flop downstairs and have some breakfast and, you know, flop into some clothes. And generally, I wasn't in the best of moods because I didn't really want to be going to work. And then I'd just flop into the car and I'd drive out and I'd be okay. But all it would take is for someone on my journey to work to cut me up or piss me off in some way, which is fairly easy to do first thing in the morning. I'm not the most tolerant of people first thing in the morning. And it would just derail my entire day. So I could have woken up thinking, oh, I feel really good today. But then got in the car, had something happen on my journey to work to just really piss me off. And because I hadn't set an intention on how I wanted to be that day, I had no anchor to come back to. And so I allowed this incident that pissed me off briefly in the morning to then carry me through the day and shape my day. Because, you know, as we all know, you know, the energy you put out is the energy you attract. So if you're putting out pissed off energy, that you're annoyed about someone cutting you up or whatever, then, and you're focusing on just the bad thing that happened that morning, then you're just going to attract more of that. So if you don't consciously make a decision on your be, do, have, your general habits and patterns are going to cut in, and they're going to decide how you're going to be that day. Because we are all made up of patterns and habits. We are creatures of habit. We are creatures of patterns. And so the key word there was consciously. And that's why for me, setting intentions now is so very important. And like I said before, you know, I really like the be, do, have model, which I first heard from Jim Fortin. And a lot of people run their lives doing the have, do, be. So they think that when they have a certain thing, they'll be able to do a certain thing, and then they'll be a certain way. Now, this is particularly relevant, not just in your everyday life, but also when it comes to your business life. Because we tend to, I know I've certainly done this, there's a tendency to run the, you know, when I have a lot of clients and I'll be able to do these certain things and make this money, and then I will be happy and successful. Then I will be, you know, the millionaire. Now, what I'm going to invite you to do is to switch that on its head. What is the person you have to be in order to be able to have the business that you want, or to do the things that will lead you to having the business that you want? Let's put it that way. Who do you have to be? And a phrase that I like to ask myself when I'm either wrangling with myself about whether I should just give up and go and watch Buffy, or whether I should, you know, should I do the advert that I don't really want to do, or should I do this bit of content that I know I need to do but I don't really want to? A question I like to ask myself is, what would Millionaire Claire do? What would Millionaire Claire do? Would she be the sort of person who would get this thing done that she didn't really want to do, so that she would be able to help more people and then have a thriving and successful business? And then I'll kind of segue into, well, Millionaire Claire would outsource this. And then I'd just outsource it. But it bears fruit to ask yourself that question. Who do you have to be to have the business success that you want? Who do you have to be to attract a partner? Who do you have to be to have, you know, a slim and healthy body? What mood are you going to be in today? That's another intention. You know, are you going to be grumpy and miserable? Are you going to be a victim? Or are you going to be someone who takes control and empowers themselves? So B is very much your identity. You know, it's who you are. Because if you are someone who is happy, as in the, you know, what I've written in my book, or are you someone who is unhappy? Are you someone who is successful, or are you someone who is unsuccessful? Because here's the really awesome thing, and also the actually quite terrifying thing, is that you decide. This is not up to anyone else. This is no one else's responsibility. This is down to you. You get to decide who you're going to be. Oof. And if that triggers you in some way, then that's an interesting thing that you can do some tapping on. Why does the thought of being 100% responsible for myself and how I am make my bum clench, for instance? You don't have to use that wording, but you know what I mean. So start playing with setting an intention at the beginning of your day. Set that intention, make that decision on how you're going to be. What mood are you going to be in? How are you going to show up today? And what is one thing that you'll do that by doing that thing will move you towards the things that you would like to have? So the way I like to write it out in my journal each morning is I write, today I intend to, and then underneath I write B in capital letters, B-E. Then on the line beneath that, I'll write do, D-O in capitals. And the line beneath that, I'll write have in capitals. So then I'll fill in the spaces. Today I intend to be kind. I intend to do a chapter of my book. I intend to have fun. Now you might choose something like, you know, today I intend to be happy. Do one thing that brings me joy and have an awesome day. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, which is, you know, we're talking primarily about businesses and how you use EFT for your business and how you can use intentions for your business, have a think about how you are going to be today in your business. Are you going to be an action taker? Are you going to be confident? And what is something that you are going to do that is going to move you towards the thing you want to have? So it's actually a very short little exercise first thing in the morning. So there's actually no excuse for not doing it. It's just three answers or three statements. Be, do, have. So in order to help you with that, there's a couple of questions in the book, which I'm going to give you. And I'd like you to, well, I invite you to write these questions down and have a think about them and pop your answers in. And again, this is something that I have shamelessly stolen off Jim Fortin. But I think it's a very, very powerful little exercise. So the question is, pens at a ready, the question is, who would I be, how would I feel, and what would I do if I already had whatever it is you want in life? So in the book, it's happiness, but it might be money, it might be business success. So who would I be, how would I feel, and what would I do if I already had ... So have a think about that question and then pop your answers down. So I would be, and then write, you know, how you would be. I would feel, write how you'd feel. I would do, so what would you do? If I already had, what, you know, and then fill in what you would already have. And these answers can then be used to help you set your daily intention. And the whole point of the exercise is to get you acting as if you already had the thing, as if you were already feeling happy. And the importance of doing that, and this is the whole way it comes, you know, you put the B first. The importance of doing that by stepping into being that version of you, by acting as if you already are a certain way, then you will start to take action. You'll start to make decisions as that version of you. And that is probably going to feel a little bit uncomfortable to start with, because this is a way of helping yourself grow beyond your comfort zone. Because you're not currently being that person. And the reason you're not currently being that person is because you're very comfortable where you are, thank you very much. This is how you are used to being. But if you start getting conscious about it, and if you start upping that, if you start thinking about the person you need to be and step into that, then you are stepping outside of your comfort zone. And you are going to feel resistance to that, because your subconscious is going to go nuts. Your subconscious's job is to keep you safe. And that generally means keeping you within your comfort zone. It's called your comfort zone for a reason. So it's probably going to go nuts, and it's going to throw up resistance. It's going to throw up all the reasons why you couldn't or shouldn't be this person. And you're probably going to, it's probably going to run along the lines of you're not good enough in some way. Now, I don't know. I'm taking an educated guess there based on the people I've worked with and based on myself. But here's the great thing when you start to feel resistance. And actually, I love feeling resistance now. I've trained myself, and it's not been easy, but I have trained myself to acknowledge the resistance and embrace it, because I am now someone, I am being a person who views resistance as a compass point. And it's pointing due success, because you only ever feel resistance when you are about to grow in some way. You do not feel resistance to going and sitting on the couch and binge watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer on Netflix or Amazon. You don't, you feel no resistance to that. It's very easy to do that. Other shows are available. Because you're not growing yourself anyway. You're not pushing yourself in any way. Resistance only happens when you start to push yourself beyond your comfort zone. And when you start to push yourself beyond your comfort zone, that's when you start to grow. So you can use feelings of resistance as a really good indicator that you, the step that you're about to take is going to grow you in some way. So who do you need to be to do that? It's a little bit akin to the term fake it till you make it, except you're not faking it, you're being it. Now, I have just popped as a side note in this chapter in the book, and I am just going to cover that as well. Just as a little side note, being a certain way does not mean suppressing negative emotions. Because that's a really dangerous thing to do, and it's taking you down the path of toxic positivity. Negative emotions are always going to be there. Always going to be there. You're always going to have, you know, a little voice popping up with a negative emotion, particularly when you're growing this, that resistance voice. But will you be the sort of person who stuffs them down and drowns in them? Or are you going to be the person who acknowledges them, releases them, and moves forward? And that's where EFT comes in massively. So when you start thinking about this be, do, have, and you start thinking about who you have to be, and you feel the resistance come up, because it's going to be scary. It's going to be scary. You're upping yourself. You know, you're going to the next level. It's going to be scary. So first off, you can bring EFT in to calm yourself down. But then you can get curious as to why it's scary. Why is being this way causing you so much resistance? What are you afraid will happen? What are you afraid you'll have to do? And why? Where does that fear come from? Because remember, we're only born with two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Every other fear is learnt. So what is causing the fear for you? And then you can use EFT to release that, to let go of that limiting belief and introduce a more positive and empowering one. So have a little think of that. I will just give you that question again. I really do encourage you to answer it. So who would I be? How would I feel? And what would I do if I already had dot, 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 dot? So I'll leave that with you, lovely people. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful rest of your day, wherever you might be, and I will see you again soon. Doodles! Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to share it with me in a review so I can keep the awesome stuff coming your way. And if you aren't already following me on social media, come and soak up the extra inspiration by following me on facebook.com/ClaireTurnerEFT or visiting my website at ClaireTurnerEFT.com. And just so you're aware, I'm very greedy. Claire has everything in it, C-L-A-I-R-E. I appreciate you so much and I cannot wait to connect with you again in the next episode. In the meantime, be awesome.